Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. I wanna watch you bleed.
Here we go, another weekend of the TexasLending.com.
Here we go,
jungle. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Here we go.
He's helping Dak brand his. He's helping Dak brand his brand.
His go away logo.
Yeah. Anyway, we are talking about home loans. That's what we're here for. This is actually a mortgage show. Believe it or not, we started out with a little mortgage cadence. Now we're a football cadence. But we're here to talk about your home loan. We're talking about your home purchase, your home equity loan, your cash out refinance, your FHA, your VA, your jumbo loans. This is the show for you. Maybe you're a veteran and you want to get that VA information. Text us early and often, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Who is us? That's Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. He's on the us. Right. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm the left. If you're driving, you want to know which side, you know, you're listening to. And so I am sitting on this side of the booth. He's sitting on that side of the booth. And we're talking about your home loan. Make sure you get that text in. We're talking about how to save money. A lot of things to talk about today. Bubba said the topic he wants to talk about today, most importantly, is how to get yourself ready to buy a home in the new year.
Get ready.
It is time to prepare to buy a home in the new year. There are changes coming. We don't know what those changes are going to be. And we all have to wait and see how a new administration next year all affects us all. In the meantime, your mortgage rates are a little elevated over where they were in the summer, but who knows where they're going to be next year. Hopefully there's something that can get the housing market, you know, currently in a little of a slumber. We want to get it going in earnest next year, and TexasLending.com is here to help.
And we've always said, marry the house and dance with the interest rate.
And I've also said, don't expect rates to go down because there's going to be money printing in any new administration. There's going to print some money for something. And when there's money printed and things are going on that are expected to go on, you can see more inflation. It's the way of the world. You know, our economy does depend on inflation. You know, if we lived on an economy based on deflation and everything you bought went down in value, like your clothes, with the exception of Bubba's clothes, anything Bubba wears is worth more money after he wears it. But if you're buying your car and it goes down in value after you drive it off the lot, they tried this little experiment back in the late 90s and early 2000s, if they could make buying a house just like buying a car. Well, yeah. I said, we used to do radio shows back then, yep. You and me, Bubba, and I said, be careful what you ask for. If you make buying a house as easy as buying a car, your house is going to go down in value just like your car does. And what happened when everyone bought a home with no income documentation and no asset documentation and without credit scores and everyone gets a free house?
And as soon
home
as the
values
value.
People didn't pay them back because they didn't have the money to. And suddenly home values collapsed like they did in 2008. So houses. Now, the good news is these days, hey, I can tell you after COVID, Bubba.
Yeah.
After COVID, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae, they all freaked out. And they put a whole bunch of restrictions on home buying and getting cash out of your home.
Yep.
Because they thought when the inflation came that everyone was going to default on their homes and home values were going to crash. Well, the problem is that everyone that bought a home or got a loan during COVID got a 2.5% rate or a 3% rate.
Yep.
And that's a rate they never want to get rid of. And not only that, they had income documentation by law. So they were buying homes with credit scores. And interest rate, I'm sorry, credit scores, uh-huh. And income documentation, and down payments. It wasn't like no income documentation, no down payments, no credit scores, like they did back in 2006 and 2005 when 30% of the mortgages were given to people without income documentation. So homes did not foreclose. Right. Homes, there was not a big collapse. Everyone that's sitting on they don't want to move. Yeah. They don't want to move. They want to say, I'm going to go from my $400,000 house at 2.5%. To a $600,000 house that's the same size, well, now they're $400,000 house with $600,000.
Or the other way, if they go to a $300,000 house, they'd have the same payment as they have on their $400,000 house.
But some of you,
they can't downsize.
There are a lot of you who got COVID. There are a lot of people during COVID who put your home in, what did they call that when they didn't pay their mortgages, Bubba, during COVID, they put them back on like.
It was.
I can't remember the name of it. And they had this thing where the.
Oh, I see it all the time.
Yeah. Well, the people didn't have to pay their mortgage. They say, sign this here and you don't got to pay your mortgage until we say so. Or maybe for 12 months.
Right.
You get 12 months where you didn't have to pay your mortgage. And then they never got to refinance at that nice low rate. Right?
Right.
And so the smart people got a 2.5% rate and then did that, right?
Right.
But some people, I don't think it's smart because then those people, they had to catch up that payment, right?
Yeah, they didn't realize that they were going to have to pay it back. So then they come to us and they want to refinance. And then there's a lien on their house, a second lien, a HUD lien, or whatever kind of conventional type.
But those people might be sitting at 5.5 or 6.
Right.
And so they think, I want to sell my house and buy a new one. Well, their home has gone up in value. They can gather that equity. I had a guy who talked to me this week. They want to upgrade their house. And so their home went up so much in value that they're going to take all that cash and buy a bigger home. And they're going to have a house payment on their new home about the same as what they had on their. Because they had bought this home at a certain rate, right, Bubba?
Mm-hmm.
And then they've paid it down over the years, but they never refied it. So they're still paying an interest rate based on their original loan amount. They're still paying a payment based on their original loan amount. Well, now, if they can get, you know, their rate's not going to be that much different than what they had before. They're going to be putting all this money down. And so their payment's actually going to be about the same as they currently have, but they're going to have a bigger house. They wanted to get a bigger house. So we're talking to them about getting them into their home loan. If you're a person getting into a new home loan this year, get in touch with us up here. Here's the information we want from you to help you make a decision and get yourself ready for next year when you try to buy that home. Send us the following information to this text line. The text line is 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Send us this information. Send us your current income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. We'll tell you about how much home you might be able to buy. So send us that information, your current home value, I'm sorry, your current income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. Some of you want cash out of your home, and we're going to answer all those questions for you as well. Send us the following information if you're trying to get a home equity loan of some sort. That 214 number, that 214-354-5989, send us your balance of your mortgage, the value of your home, your current credit score, and your current interest rate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Send us that information. We'll get back to you here on the show about how much cash you can get out, what kind of loan you might be looking at. Some of you have these different weird things going on. You have some of you get paid in cash. It's not weird. I mean, it's just weird for documenting a home loan, right? For your home loan, you got to have W-2s, most of you, tax returns. We need verification of income from your employer. Some of you are self-employed. Some of you get paid tip money. You're paid in cash. Hey, Donald Trump says he's not going to be taxing you on your overtime. Some of you that are out there. So that might help you afford more home.
I think we need to talk about credit too.
Well, we're going to talk about how what kind of credit you need to get yourself into a new home too. Mm-hmm. But text us your questions and we'll get them answered here. So Bubba, coming into the new year here, is there any good time of the year? I want to talk about, this is actually a real question. Is there a good time of year for you're a home buyer? When is the most beneficial time as a home buyer to get yourself into the mortgage, right? Into a home. And I can tell you over decades now of being in the mortgage business, the hottest time of the year to be buying is in the summer.
Mm.
You know, kids get out of school. They get out of school in May. And then the parents are moving in June. They're moving in July. In the beginning of August, everything's done, and then they're getting you back in school. Now you're in a new neighborhood.
There's more competition.
There's a lot more people buying in the summer, right? It's warmer outside. Not as many people buying in the winter.
And fall.
And it's probably, I was going to tell you, the time where least amount of people are shopping for a mortgage is probably December, which is right around the corner.
And I'm selling a house in that time period.
And so, if you are wanting to buy and have the best options for you, the buyer, with less competition for your offer, I would say this is the time of year for that. Now, what happens is a lot of us get our gumption up We get our energies up. We over imbibe and overfeed ourselves over the holidays. And then we wake up on January 2nd. And because January 1st, you're still whatever from the night before. And then January 2nd comes around and you say, now comes my New Year's resolution. I am going to buy the home in the new year. And so what happens in January is we get a 30% increase in mortgage purchase applications in January. It's probably our number one mortgage purchase application month. Now, not everyone's buying in January, but they're trying to get ready to buy the home in June. They say, I want to get prepared and get pre-approved with TexasLending.com now in January. I want to get pre-approved now so that we can buy in June. And so that's what happens in January. So if you're trying to buy the home, if you're trying to put a contract in a home, now is your time. If you want to get ready, you want to get prepared, you want to get your credit ready, what kind of credit score do you need? What kind of income documentation do you need to have ready? Because you need to have a couple months of certain things prepared. What kind of things does, when someone, let's say they, Bobby, they come to you and say, I want to put a contract on a home loan.
Right.
Well, we have things to tell you about that. But before we get to that, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back from this break and we're going to share with you that information. But get your questions in now. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Coming back after these messages on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Here we go.
Bubba likes saying it. You might not want to hear it, but you know what? Hopefully you want to hear about your home loan because that's what we're here for. Make sure you text us your questions. 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Go to TexasLending.com. We will answer your shows, questions, your questions for you here on the TexasLending.com. I'm starting to read the questions while I'm talking. So get your text in and we'll answer your question here on the show. All right, Bubba, we are talking about someone who wants to buy a home. And what are the things you're going to, what are the things that you need to have prepared? And, you know, every year things might change because there's new programs, new guidelines. What would you say that if someone says, what do I need to have to get pre-approved? Now, I'm going to give you all my information over the phone, but what do I need to have in hard form that I can scan in and send to you?
W-2s.
W-2s. Now, what if I don't have W-2s, Bubba?
You have tax returns.
Okay, but what if I got 1099s and I haven't filed my tax return? What am I going to do?
Going to have to get an extension.
Okay, so I'm gonna stop playing devil's advocate first, and I'm gonna say you want your W-2s. What else? Tax returns. What else?
Well, you don't have to have tax returns if you have W-2.
Not necessarily. What if you're self-employed?
Then you have to have tax returns.
Okay, then so you need W-2s. We're gonna ask for these W-2s, tax returns. What else?
We're gonna ask for assets for down payment.
Okay, so you ought to have documented down payment.
2 months bank statements or 2 months statements.
2 months bank statements.
401k if you're getting money from there. If you're getting gift funds, we're gonna need that information.
So it'll be let's say someone's gonna get gift funds. Not all of you know it, but gift funds are when you borrow your down payment. Not borrow. I can't say that word. When you get a gift. Yeah. No, it's when you get a gift from a relative. They're gifting you money for a down payment on a home.
Correct.
Because if it's borrowing money, then it's a loan. And if they're loaning you money, then that's something you have to put in your debt ratio. And that's different than a gift. And so you can use a gift for a down payment. You can't borrow money for a down payment.
Correct.
And so that's why I said you can get a gift from a relative. And if you're going to get gift funds, we'll have a form that you and your giftor, the person that's going to gift the money to you needs to sign it and say, mm-hmm. This is not intended to be paid back to me. This is a gift for my beloved
friend.
For my beloved family member.
Daughter.
Yeah. Now, you can also get a gift. You can also get a gift from your employer. Your employer can say, we're going to gift $3,000 down for everyone that's buying a house this year. You didn't all know that, but it could happen. I don't know if you work for that person that's going to be that nice to do it, but maybe you do. And so you can get a gift from an employer, but you might want to check into the tax consequences of that as well. Is that pay? What is it? You got to talk to your CPA about that. But Bubba, if they have, let's say they give you bank statements, someone's going to give you bank statements, and those bank statements, they show that you've had insufficient funds. All of a sudden, you're upside down in your bank account, and they're charging you $25 or $50 because you went over your limit. What is a bank? What is an underwriter going to say when you're buying a home? You're getting cash out. Well, let's call it buying a home. We're talking about buying a home next year. What is an underwriter going to want once you have? Is it over? Are you done?
Well,
are you in trouble?
I would say anybody who's trying to buy a house is not going to be able to get one if they're showing a checking account that has a number of insufficient funds. I mean, onesie, twosie, you know.
Something happened.
In a 2 months bank statements. I mean, that's, you know, but five or six, that's excessive.
Have you ever seen anyone with their bank statements cross anything out? They have all these accounts, right?
Yes.
Like your Victoria's Secret account, Bubba, you don't want everyone knowing about that, right?
Well, no.
And so not everyone needs to know about Bubba's inappropriate Uncle Bubba's Victoria's Secret account. So you might redact that from your bank account. But
correct,
we can see that your bank account is intact and you have the money in there for your down payment and such, right?
Right.
All right. We get those bank statements to verify that you have the money in there for your down payment. Some of you don't have the money in there yet. Now, Bubba, let's say they don't have the $20,000 in their bank account, but they say they're going to get it.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Well, how does that work out with an underwriter?
Well, it doesn't. You have to have assets in there to, you know, prove that you're going to be able to get this loan.
Well,
and a lot of times we'll get applications and the assets are left blank.
And sometimes we get, not only that, sometimes we get bank statements and the money's not in there yet.
Yeah.
And it magically shows up. Magically showing up money. There's this thing called the Patriot Act and the anti-money laundering provisions for lenders.
Yep.
We need to verify that money's there. Mattress money is not...
Nova.
Is not good. Yeah. It's a no-go. The mattress money for most mortgage loans is a no-go. The underwriter, if you're trying to buy this home in 2025, the underwriter wants to see that money's been in there for a period of time. Thus, the 2 months of bank statements. They want to see that you have saved money. You have the ability that you're not living after your last dollar. Uh-huh. You see, your mortgage lender wants to know that your debt-to-income ratio is fine,
yep.
That you're not buying more home than you can afford, that your pay that you're currently receiving is steady. That's why we get the pay stubs. We want steady pay stubs and a verification of employment. We want to make sure you're not writing off everything on your tax return. So we want to make sure that you don't have all these expenses that you're writing off. But when we see those pay stubs, there's also things that show up on pay stubs like garnishments. Some people, they call them garnishments, right?
Right.
And garnishments are when they're taking money out for child support. Mm. And you didn't tell us about your child support in your mortgage application. And now we see it on your bank statement. Well, or in your pay stub. Well, when we see it on your pay stub, then that's going to be something that we need to take into account. Now we need to see the divorce decree or the court order for the child support. And we have to see how long it's going to last. And we got to see how old the children are because we got to make sure that, you know, that child support's going to last for a period of time. Well, if you're getting child support, if you're paying child support, you might want to verify it's not going to last for a period of time.
Correct.
So all these things come up when you're trying to buy a home, and mortgage loan officers and people like Bubba have seen this for a couple decades, and they know how to guide you through it. And that's one of the great things about TexasLending.com is we can guide you through the process. We've seen hundreds and thousands, in some cases, of mortgage loans, and we've seen your scenario. And what if you talk to a loan officer who's never seen that scenario? Mm. What if you talk to a loan officer who missed it and the red flag doesn't pop up and it's not taken care of? And then you're sitting at closing and they didn't do the math. We had a client recently, they had student loans and the loan officer took the application but never put the student loans into the debt to income ratio.
Oh my gosh.
And they were sitting there the day of closing and they said, you need to bring $50,000 more to get your debt to income ratio in line. And he said, what are you talking about? Student loans. They said, well, you've known about them since day one. Well, so did the underwriter. The underwriter pre-approved the loan with a pre-approval with the student loans on the credit report without never putting them onto the application with the debt payment. You need to have someone with keen eyes, keen sense of awareness of what's going to cause and take away pain for you. And so that's what a loan officer is. They're either a pain taker or awayer or pain editor tour. Bubba, are you a pain taker or awayer or a pain editor tour?
I'm a taker or awayer.
He's going to take away that pain and by paying attention to your issues so that when you do get to closing, you've been fully approved. And that's what a good loan officer and a good mortgage company is going to do for you. Go to texaslending.com. You know, if you're a realtor and you have that last minute situation, make sure you get in touch with us. We had that client. They had the student loans. They came to our loan officer. He had them buy down their interest rate a little bit, Bubba. And by buying down their rate, their debt to income ratio got in line. Instead of $50,000 out of pocket to pay off $50,000 student loans, their rate, you know, what's interesting is at the time, the rates had dropped between when they had locked it with the other mortgage company and us. So they actually got a better rate and bought their rate down. They're actually at that time, their rate was 1% better than when they originally locked in with the other mortgage company. Their debt to income ratio came in line. They didn't have to pay $50,000. Their mortgage payment was less.
Wow.
It took an extra couple of weeks to close because we had to get through, we had to restart the mortgage application for them, but it got done. Their payment was lower. It was a good deal for them. And that was one of our loan officers that helped them out with that. Make sure you call texaslending.com or text us 214-354-5989 right now with your question. Text us your questions for your home loan. 214-354-5989. Bubba, the questions are starting to come in. And I have one right here.
Apple car table.
This person's, we're going to talk about after this. They're looking for a second home, Bubba. So they want cash out of their first home.
Mm-hmm.
Put money down in the second home. They want to know how much they got to put down in their second home. And they want to know how much cash they can get out so that they can buy their second home. We'll talk about that, but we're going to take a break in the meantime. So go to your texaslending.com website. Get your mortgage information in there. Get your text questions into us right now. If you're trying to buy that home, send us your information. You know, your down payment expectations, maybe your income documentation situation, your credit score. We're going to tell you about how much home you might be able to afford if you get us the right pertinent information when you do text that line. We're going to take this break, and we will come back for more after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We are back on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasHoney.com. I'm joined by Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. We're talking about your home loan. We're trying to talk about how to get you in a home loan for your new home purchase in 2025. We have the answers for you if you get your questions in at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Question, Bubba, this person's, we said before the break, they're looking for a second home.
Mm-hmm.
They want cash out for a down payment. They said their current home, first of all, what's the difference between a second home and a primary in terms of down payment?
10% on a second home.
And so,
but a second home is not an investment property. A lot of people realize that. I get a lot of people who say, hey, I want to buy a second home, but then they're saying that it's really going to be an investment property.
Those come at different rates. Now,
different rules.
It used to be where your primary residence rates were about the same as your second home rates, but now second home rates are much higher. When COVID hit, when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac thought everyone was going to foreclosed in their house after COVID, they put in these guidelines for higher rates for second homes. And they thought when this collapse of the mortgage market would occur, or the housing market, that the second homes would be the first ones to go. So they put in all these guidelines. Well, there maybe they know something we don't. We don't see that collapse on the horizon. Some people have forecasted one. If there's a stock market collapse, if there's some kind of collapse, that's the thing that none of us know. Only the people planning the collapse would know it. And so we have to say that the second homes right now have higher down payments and higher rates, but they're not as high as the down payment requirement for an investment property, and they're not as high as the rate you're going to get on an investment property. Figure your rate's going to be at least 1% to 2% higher on an investment property than what you're finding on a primary residence. And so with rates up, you know, higher right now than they were the beginning in the middle of the year. That's called the middle of the year. You know, you're going to see these rates 8.5%, 9% on investment properties with some points.
And the same on your second home. I mean, the rates for second homes now are right there where investment properties were.
Yeah, so they have
these used to be
about the same as
a regular rate.
Yeah, yeah. And so this person though, they're getting cash out. Their home is worth $750.
Mm-hmm.
They owe $260.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of equity there. You know, if they want to borrow their full 80%, then they're borrowing $600,000, right? So $600,000 is going to be 80% of Yeah, 80% of of 750. So they owe 260, it says. So they have about 340,000 that they could use. I mean, they might not even need us. They can get us. They said their new home, their second home, is 490K, Bubba.
Mm.
So they can get a better. Here's the thing: you can get a better interest rate.
Yes.
By getting a cash out on your primary residence than you would on any second home or any investment property.
Right.
So your rate doing a cash out refinance on your primary is better than you would get by just keeping your primary there than go out and getting a second home or an investment property rate. Your rate would be higher. But they're going to put all this money
down. But if they put 30% down, I mean,
they're going to get a good rate.
Or 40% down. 40% down will get you.
They're going to have 40% down.
The same rate.
Because if they're going to, yeah,
regular purchase.
The new, the second
home. All the hits are gone. The Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac.
Second homes are on 500,000. And so these additional charges on these investment properties and second homes are for when you're putting the minimal down. Once there are charges on primary residence for, you know, if you put 3% down on primary residence or 5% or 10% or 20, every bigger down payment, in most cases, in many cases, depending on your scores and such, in most cases, there are some glitches in the matrix. But the larger down payment you put for the person, for the same person in the same scenario, in most cases, in many cases, you're getting a better interest rate the more you put down to a certain point. But once you put 40% down, once any of you have 40% down, the charges for an investment property, the charges for a second home, they go away. What do you mean, Kevin? Well, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are there to make an interest rate return without risk, right? The least amount of risk. And once you put 40% down, the risk for the lender, regardless of whether it's investment or primary or second home or whatever it is, once you put that 40% down, then they consider nearly all risk has gone away.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this person does get the maximum cash out and does put that cash down on the new property, they can get a decent rate on their second home. And they'll get a rate in line with what they'd find in a primary residence. But they have to put this 40% down to get that similar rate. So that hopefully that helps you. Hopefully if you're going to go out to do that, you work with TexasLending.com. Hopefully our education helps all of you make good decisions. We're here. Mm-hmm. We're here to help you make good decisions. And this is an educational. This is not a mortgage application show. This is a mortgage education show. So if we over talk, that's not talking over each other. I'll do that any time of the week. but if we talk too much, it's because this is an education show. This is not a sales show. This is an education show. So by educating you, now we can work together because now you know what you're talking about. You're trying to get your home loan. We know you know what you're talking about. And then we can work together on getting you the best solution.
So what you're saying is listen to the TexasLending.com mortgage.
Listen to
get
us,
educated,
Linda.
So you can educate your realtor.
Listen. Listen to us. We're here to talk and share and educate. And if you have a realtor, make sure they get in touch with us. And also, if you have a pre-approval, we'll send you over to our friends at TDT Realtors. They're always there to help you with a home loan, whether you have a contract or not, or whether you're doing your home loan with us. They're always there to help you at TDT Realtors for your home purchase. Make sure you go over there and check it out. Anyway, inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Here we go.
Next question. These are your text lines, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. We talked, if you're trying to buy that home, you wanted the documentation. We had W-2s, tax returns, pay stubs, bank statements.
Credit score.
We'll get your credit score. Eventually we'll get a survey on the property. You'll pay for an appraisal. Any supporting documentation for other things that you have. You have any assets that you have, like your 401k, to document your down payment, a verification. Because some of you get loans from you can get a loan from a 401k. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that for down payments on a home sometimes. So we just have to take into account, the expense on that for you. All right. The next question, The other thing we wanted to get to a little bit later, Bubba, was credit scores for your first-time homebuyers. But for now, we're going to get into this one right here. First-time homebuyer says, can't document income on my taxes. I get paid a lot in cash. But my credit's 675, and I have saved $40,000 for a down payment. But what this goes into this, you know, there are loans for people that don't have tax returns.
Yes.
And we call them non-QM loans, non-qualified mortgages. They don't qualify for...
Normal.
They don't qualify... When Bubba says normal, it means Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae. They don't... They're not approved to be... They cannot be validated for approval by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae. They cannot... And they're not qualified to get mortgage insurance through a federal agency or a private mortgage insurance company. So they're not qualified for those such things. And so... They're not qualified for a conventional or FHA or VA or any of that. So this person has $40,000 down. When people start getting these non-QM loans, right off the top of your head, Bubba, what's the best down payment you're going to see for one of those?
10%.
Like the least amount.
You're 10%.
So that's about the least you should expect.
Right.
For the
best, got $40,000.
For your best situations.
Right.
For your best situation on a non-QM loan, now, you can have bigger down payments. There could be 20. There could be a 30% down payment requirement. There could be a 40% down payment requirement. Some people can get loans like a day after bankruptcy and a year after foreclosure. You might put 40% down.
Right.
You know? Now, you're going to have a credit score to go along with it. Not everyone a day after bankruptcy or a year after foreclosure has a credit score required to still qualify for that non-QM loan. But there are ways to get in. But 10% down would be the minimum. This person has a credit score of 675. Would you suggest they might need a bigger down payment than 10% with a 675? Or are they going to be on that cusp?
On that cusp, really.
On that cusp of getting?
Maybe needing to have a 20% down on something like that. We would just have to check with the different non-QM lenders.
So we don't know what your down payment is going to be yet with your 675 score. We got to take a look. You have $40,000 down. Didn't tell us how much you get in cash. We're going to use bank statements. So we're going to use bank statements to document your income.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so
12 months or 24 months.
So between 12 and 24 months, depending on what we see.
Right.
Now, if you and Bubba have gone into the Victoria's Secret credit card together and we see that, we don't care. We just want to make sure that you're paying all your bills on. We want to make sure you don't have the NSFs, right?
Yep.
We want to make sure you have efficient funds. You have the funds necessary in your bank account to keep it steady. Or you use your average deposits. What if they have a drop in deposits, Bubba? Let's say their deposits go from $20,000 a month. Now they're making $5,000 a month. What are we going to do?
Well, we're going to punt.
Well, probably going to use the $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
And what if you go from $5,000, now you're making $20,000 a month?
You know, the thing that they look at is if you're strong for 24 months, that's great. You're going to get a better deal on a non-QM. But let's say you still qualify, but your income was less for the last 12 months. You just want to use 12 months, but just make sure you qualify because you don't want to be making $40,000 a month in your business 1 year and then go down to $33,000 the next year. So
So
there's all kinds of things we have to look at.
So here's the thing is we're going to use an average of your deposits. If you're seeing your deposits being steady, they go up and down a little bit. They're just steady. They steadily go, but they're all within a range. And we're going to use an average of that. You're in a steady business. Your business is consistent. We can document that when we use the bank statements. And if they drop, we're going to use the lower of the two. All of a sudden, you're only making $5,000 a month. We can't use what you were making before. If you're rising on your income, the underwriter, it's going to be up to the underwriter that's ultimately making the decision to decide what income they're going to use for you. And if you've gone from $5,000 to $20,000, hopefully you've seen $20,000 for an entire year. And so for 12 straight months.
Cash flow is king.
And so... It's your cash flow because we have to see the ability for you to repay the mortgage. We got to take a break.
All your other debts.
We're going to take this break and get your questions in now. 214-354-5989 to texaslending.com. Go to our website at texaslending.com. Again, get the questions in now. We will come back and get to those after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We are back once again on the TexasSunny.com mortgage show. I don't know if that's a, if I should put that to...
Here we go.
That didn't rhyme, but it had a little bit of music in it, Bubba. We're back in the TexasSunny.com mortgage show. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yes,
he is.
Me.
This is his favorite time of the year. He's looking forward. He's going to love Thanksgiving because he's got a bunch of boogers and snots running around. And how many grandkids now, Bubba?
I have 7 with one on the way.
He's got 7 grandkids.
From 10 down to 6 months.
So he not only is he inappropriate Uncle Bubba, he's inappropriate Grandpa Bubba. Papa Bubba, inappropriate Papa Bubba. And he's ready to unleash the things upon the grandkids that the parents, that his children otherwise didn't want brought back into their homes. But it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Because you can't change the stripes of a snake. Is that what they say? Or is it you can't change the slither of a tiger? What?
Maybe a zebra?
I don't know. It's one of those. I'm tired. But we're talking about your home loan instead. Get in touch with us today. 214-354-5989. That's our text line, like this person did. This person wants to know, Bubba. Apparently, it's that time of year. I don't know what's going on.
Christmas.
I don't know. They haven't put anything on this text along with their text, but it says, what is the biggest cash out loan I can get on a conventional loan, Bubba?
802-650.
So they said their house is worth $1 million, Bubba, so I think you're lying. It says their home is around $1 million.
Oh, okay.
So $800,000 would be
$800,000.
But can they get $800,000 in cash out of a home that's paid off?
Can they?
Can they get 80% LTV cash out on a...
I think 500 is the max.
That's what you've seen.
Yeah.
You haven't seen someone get more than 500.
I have on non-QM, non-qualified mortgage.
So a non-qualified mortgage.
At a pretty good rate, too.
And so you can get it out, the more money on a higher rate, right? We have to take a look and see your whole situation. It doesn't say what your credit, doesn't say their credit score, Bubba. Doesn't say their income documentation. But when we said 800K, that's 80% of $1 million. The standard rule is 80% of the value, but 800K in cash, 500K, Bubba's saying 500K is going to be the limit unless you do a non-qualified mortgage, which is a loan outside of Ginnie Mae and Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Make sure you get in touch with TexasSunny.com. We want to look at your situation because we need to know your credit score. Not everyone qualifies for the same thing because it's credit score dependent. It's risk dependent. What is your risk? Do you have any money in your bank account? I mean, is this all the cash you're going to have in your life? Do you have any cash sitting in your bank? What is the cash being used for? I mean, you can use the cash for pretty much a lot. I can tell you this. It was 1998. I was doing a home loan. And this was the best letter of all time. This is a real story. This is story time with Kevin. And we're talking about 1998, a time, a whole different century. And so back then, in black and white, when we were there, what happened was this guy wanted cash out of his home. I can tell you 2 different stories, but one time was a cash out, Bubba, and he wrote a letter because they used to have to write this letter. It was brand new. Cash outs are brand new. What do you want the cash for? This person wrote us a letter, and he wrote the letter, and I had it hung on my wall for a decade. I had it sitting on my wall.
I remember it.
It was the best letter. I need to get $60,000 out of my house because I owe my bookie, and I fear for my life and my family's life. And that was his letter. That reason that he needed cash out of his home. For a home equity loan. And I gave that to the underwriter. Well, I had to give it to the underwriter. That was his letter.
Well, I think she would approve it.
She did not approve the loan.
Why?
But it was real.
She wanted to have the death of his family.
I don't know. I just said, you know, you're going to want to change that letter for the next person you're going to try to go to for a home loan. This is before a lot of different other things
I needed
came
for
out.
A French drain.
Before licensing was even required for mortgage loan officers and lenders and such. And so I had that letter on my wall.
Yeah, wow.
I also had a person who got, this is a real story, there's stories. And I know you don't want to hear them all, but here's a good one. This is a person, I'm not going to tell you what county where they were in, but one day I got a call. This person, we had worked in this loan for months. It literally took months because they had to get all their, they had to get all their documentation together, and he worked several jobs and he did all these different things. And it, Bubba, it came to the day of closing. It was the day of closing, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
And back in that day, the loan officer, I said, okay, I'll cover your, they were going to get a lot of cash out of their home. I'll cover your appraisal. We'll take your appraisal money out at closing. This is a long time ago. We'll take your appraisal money. So this appraiser went out there and did this loan. And then this, I get a phone call. And this is I get this strange phone call, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a weird phone call. You know, it was like back then you could say, when you could call 1-800 and you'd get this phone call, it says, you would get call forwarding, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you'd say, this is phone incoming phone call from this 800 number. Do you accept?
Yeah.
And it was like, incoming phone call. Do you accept? And I was like, okay. So I take this phone call. I'm talking to this guy trying to get the cash out. Oh, you got everything ready to go? Yeah, I got everything ready to go. We get on this phone call and I, everything's ready to go. We're going to close. We're closing tomorrow. Everything's ready to go. And I get off the phone and I go to the underwriter. I go, you know, really weird. I get this phone call. He calls and he asked, you know, to accept charges. And this guy's getting cash out tomorrow. I don't understand why he called me collect or whatever it was. It sounded like he was in prison. I swear to God, it sounded like I was taking a call from a prison, but I didn't know. I was young and naive.
We've had that issue before.
The next day, this is real. The next day I wake up in the morning and here comes a fax coming in, and the fax is from the appraiser. And on the top of the fax, it says, I guess I'm not getting my appraisal money. It was the head. It was the top of the news, the newspaper. That was the newspaper for that county in Texas. It was not in the DFW Metroplex. It was outside county. And it was the head of that county's newspaper. It was like this county's Gazette, right? And the top story was this person who was getting the cash out was in jail for capital murder charges for burying someone in his backyard. And the appraisal
that messed the appraisal up.
And the appraisal was done on this property while that person was buried in the backyard. And it was the most shocking thing. And then the whole story came out about this person. And the appraiser just they sucked it up and realized why they weren't going to get paid on their appraisal, so it was a bad thing. And boy, it was a tough time. That was like one of the, back in the day when I was just closing a couple loans a month, and when that loan is your pay, that loan pays your electricity. You know what I mean? So those are stories you may not otherwise want to know. I should have told that story closer to Halloween than I did closer to Thanksgiving. So I apologize for everybody for that. But there are things that happen. There are reasons we get letters. There are reasons that we check out things on mortgage loans. Not everything happens. Doesn't happen linearly on your home loan. It doesn't happen in an easy way. But some of you, we can help you with your situation. By the way, that loan never closed. That loan never closed, by the way. The mother tried to get a power of attorney to get, anyway, it was a long story.
Power of attorney won't work on
Yeah. So
you already know
it was many days ago and many years far away. And so we want you to call TexasLending.com for your home loan. And inappropriate Uncle Bubba, you're going to take phone calls. You're going to help people.
Yep. Always.
And so
make sure
you call him. He's seen a lot too. He can sure you can tell your story. We'll get to your stories next week. But in the meantime, call TexasLending.com. The phone number there is 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com today. Enjoy your sports weekend here on The Fan. For inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller. We'll see you right back here next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.